Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the two great interviews we had this past week with Matt Ashford and Lauren Coslow, along with all the crazy happenings in Salem. Please feel free to call us at 914-338-1239. You can also visit us at our blog at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com, and we're also on Facebook as Diva Days, and we also tweet live while watching Days as Diva of Days of Our Lives. Okay, so hello everyone. This is Marianne. I'm substituting for Carrie tonight. She's not feeling well. And I have my two co-hosts, Anna.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. And Madeline.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I know Anna was all excited about our Lauren Coslow interview on Thursday. So how did you feel that went?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Great interview with
her. Gotten a lot of positive feedback. I mean, what's not to love about Lauren, right? And had a lot of great callers, and it was a really magical night. I know it sounds corny, but it was. We learned a lot. Thinking that I knew a lot already about, you know, her and the show and her character and everything, I learned quite a bit, and I enjoyed. I enjoyed how we all processed different topics with her about her character and about the storyline and everything. And it was nice that Stefano and Kate were mentioned quite a bit. And we talked about that, and sounds like things are going to be looking up for them soon. So so all of the State fans are happy. Stuff to look forward to there. And I don't know. It was just a lot of fun. What did you guys think? Or what do you think, Marianne?
I enjoyed it. She's easy to talk to and really personable and just, you know, down to earth. And
it was great
talking to her for that hour and a half. Yeah, and I know I had asked a question about her clothes and style, and I had thought that she wore a lot of her own clothes, but she seemed to say that a lot of them were wardrobe from Days of Our Lives. And she would wear this a lot of the same ones over and over, but I thought a lot of them were her clothes and that. But I think she wears a lot of her own jewelry, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I definitely think she uses her own accessories a lot. And I think what she was saying, too, is that over time, her personality and her style has infiltrated the Kate wardrobe. I mean, Kate's gotten edgier over time, and more of the things that I think are more Lauren's taste and style are now Kate. And, you know, if you look at it from 15, 20 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, I guess, to now, there's been quite a change, I think. So so I think that was key, that she's been able to influence, through her own style, influence the character's style, but gets to play with somebody else's clothes. So that's nice.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think I'm glad you asked that question, because I was curious, too, about that, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was a lot of great questions, a lot of callers. And she kind of hinted at some kind of a surprise for us.
I haven't figured that one out yet, but she likes to keep the mystery, so I guess we'll have to just keep thinking about it. And
how did
it
she
appears.
Explain it? I guess something one of her, forward, somebody that she was like, was an adversary with, somehow they come to terms.
Sounds like her and Sammy.
And I was trying to guess too, and I was thinking Nicole, but then she said it depends on how things go. I don't know if she's quite certain of this yet.
It's evolving,
like it's the way it looks now.
And they probably never know exactly how the writers are going to take things, you know, what direction they're going to go. So.
Yeah.
Her interview is on the home on the pics, today's pics on the Blog Talk Radio homepage.
What's that?
Oh, it is?
I just saw that,
The pick of the... Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So that's cool.
Yeah. It was great. I think the Kazis and all the other people who had called in or listened in or were in the chat room, we got a lot of positive feedback, a lot of positive feelings about Lauren and everything. So it was great. Pretty much satisfied to the max.
Okay. I was trying to think what else that we asked her. Can you remember anything else?
Well, I know.
What were her
characters? Was asked about her, who she thought Kate's soulmate, and that provided kind of a nice trip down memory lane for
all the men she's
been had, and in different ways they might or might not have been her soulmate. And really, I guess we all kind of came to the conclusion that Stefano might be the closest to that, as far as them being equally matched and being knowing each other so well. They really have a long history, even though a lot of it was dark. In the early days, but,
obviously about Roman a little bit, too.
Everybody's going to look at it a little differently, and that's a nice thing that Lauren has some great pairings, even the ones that were just fantasies, like Nicholas, that was more, fantasy-based.
Oh, yeah, his name was brought up, too.
Roman, John.
Enjoy that. Yeah.
Even Daniel, but, we won't talk about that.
You know
how I feel about Dr. Dan?
Yeah. Well, he just keeps moving on and moving on.
He'll be groping somebody else's organ soon.
Yeah. Well, it's Jennifer next.
Move on with Jennifer.
I can't see that. The Jack and Jen fans are really going to be up in arms, and I don't blame them.
Jennifer with the chauffeur box.
Talking to Matt this week, it just reminds you just how great he is.
Speaking of that, yes, we need Jack back, and we did talk to Matt on Tuesday, and that was a great interview. He's a good talker. And he talked about
retinoblastoma.
Retinoblastoma. Yeah,
it was so cool that the
involved
show
with that
sort
charity.
So the show sort of honored a charity that he's really brought as part of a storyline, a charity.
And
that,
also the disease, too.
And
the charity. There's a thing, that they do raise money for that, and he actually has a calendar out. You can go to his website, and I think Retinoblastoma has its own website to order his calendar. And it's $10, and he said if you put the special code MATT, M-A-T-T, in, you can get it for $9. And he's just looking forward for everybody to... And he said all the proceeds, every bit of it goes to retinoblastoma research and everything. So if everybody listening would like to do that.
It's a great charity.
We would appreciate
it's a great cause. It came out of his daughter having retinoblastoma as a baby or child, small child.
Right. So. And I had really, really did not even hear of that, until they started even talking about it on days. I really wasn't familiar with it. And I guess the way he understood it, I guess he didn't really see it, but what he heard, he said he thought they did a pretty good job. Most of it was pretty,
He said it wasn't really realistic that it would go to the other eye and that it would be, in
right, that was
he said it would more go to the brain than it would skip over to the other eye. But, it's still...
But all in all, I think he was satisfied that it was.
And
he was glad that they did something like that. Maybe remembering that,
One
of their castmates, had that in the family, and decided to do it. And,
it was really nice.
And I guess it's true about how you look in their eye, and you can see something, like either a spot or something. I guess.
I remember years ago that Hunter Tylo from Bold and Beautiful and other. I mean, I guess she's. Yeah, she's still on Bold and Beautiful. Anyway, I don't watch that show, but I know of the actor. And I remember her telling a story about, I think she was sitting in church with her baby and her daughter and years ago, and looking down and the light was hitting her eye, the baby's eye, just at this certain angle. And she looked down and she's like, whoa, something's going on. And that was probably the first time I ever heard of retinoblastoma. I guess she got her to a doctor, and that's what they found. They found cancer. So, so it's probably happens more than we realize. So yeah, it was very interesting to hear him explain more about the disease and how his family, how his daughter's doing apparently very well and everything. And
yeah, I think she's like 13 now, I think he said. Yeah,
and how he would probably love to come back if they would invite him.
Oh, so yes, great. I think he would. And he would, yes, he would.
He needs to come and rescue Jen from Dr. Dan's grip.
Yes, and I think he's been in contact with Missy Reese. I don't know, he said he's talked to her and stuff, yeah. So, and he kind of knows what's going on day, so we were telling him. So, yeah, he would come back, so.
But they haven't called him.
See, that will happen.
So what do you think the fan wars are going to be like when this really starts to hit the Dan fan, when he starts groping stuff? You know, what do you think, when, you know, the patient-loving doctor starts sniffing around Jennifer, what do you think? I have a feeling Jennifer fans are going to be...
They will be storming the studios, I think,
it's
letter writing in the bags, I'm sure.
It's not going to make anyone happy, really, I don't think, I half wonder if the writers are intending that, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know if that'll be a path back to Dan Lowy or
they
what.
They think negative attention or negativity is just as good as positive.
Any attention is good attention.
Corday's
always said that.
Exactly. So, you know, like, don't give the fans what they want. Give them what they don't want, because they'll gripe about it all the time. I guess. I don't know.
What do we do? We get on here and we bitch about it. We write in letters and we come on here and talk about it or go on the Stony board or the Days board.
So I think I was actually pleasantly surprised with the Johnny storyline. I thought, even though maybe it wasn't 100% accurate as far as the medical part of it.
Right.
So Days does medical stuff, even though they're based in a hospital or anything. They do the medical stories usually not that great. I mean, like Case
mostly
one cancer started out great, then it really, you know, evolved or devolved into, you know, the grope and the, you know, all that with Dr. Dan and Chloe. So, you know, and I'm obviously not a fan of Daniel and Chloe, but I wonder if the writers are going to create this polarizing relationship with Daniel and Jennifer and to stir up those two fan bases, but then maybe that'll ultimately be, you know, it's what's worse, Daniel and Chloe or Daniel and Jennifer. So maybe they'll use that as a way to get Dan Lowy back or something. I don't know, but I'm not looking forward to that.
I actually think
that would be
together. They have a daughter. You know, yeah, now that's the pairing that I can
and
see.
And quite honestly,
it's not going to be Bo, so,
of all the options,
getting back together with them.
For those two characters, since I'm not really a huge fan of either character, I mean, that would be the pairing that I would be most likely to watch if I were going to watch that. You know, I don't know. If Carly and Dan, but I don't know why they're not doing that, or I don't know. Does anyone have any idea what Carly's big story is coming up? Apparently she's got something.
She does? I don't know.
Crystal was tweeting about something about her having a big story coming up, but I don't know what it, you know, I have no idea.
I don't follow her.
I'm
trying to think, what could it be?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I just heard that. I don't follow her either, but I'd heard that. So I don't know if anybody had heard anything. So speaking of Jennifer, I mean, I know it was a way for them to get her in with this whole heart thing, but, I mean, it was pretty ridiculous that she and Carly go running up to the infirmary at the prison with all that security and everything, even though she's got a key or whatever. And they're going through stuff, and Carly immediately, in like 30 seconds, deduces what's going on. You know,
question is, how did Jennifer get the key back when she put the keys back on the bar for Dr. Ben to see? Not unless Carly has keys. How does Carly have keys? Carly was not involved at all.
No, that doesn't make sense.
So how did Jennifer get those keys back to get into that? That didn't make sense.
Well, and then I must have missed a scene or something, and it's not, you know, unprecedented for that to happen. How did Carly get out of there but Jennifer stuck with Lee? I didn't see that part. Like, how did Carly escape? But Jennifer's still
there. I think Jennifer went back. Now that you're thinking of that, I don't remember that either. I'm thinking,
yeah, all of a sudden Carly's out, and like Jennifer's stuck with Lee,
maybe,
and I'm like,
can else
did I walk out of the room and come back in and miss something, or I don't know, or fall asleep?
Yeah,
or...
now that you say that, I'm trying to, and I can't figure out how they got back in there when she gave the keys back to him. I don't know. I don't watch that closely. You know, I'll watch it because I tape it, and I fast forward a lot, or I walk out of the room. It's not like I'm, like, glued to the screen or anything.
Yeah.
So I do miss parts of it, but,
yeah. I am liking seeing Missy Reeves on the show again. It's nice. I wasn't super excited about it at first because I thought, well, without Matt, it's not going to do much for me. But I do like seeing her on screen and on, you know, with her old buddies on the show and everything. That's kind of nice. But, you know, so I don't know. Maybe something good will come, you know. Maybe down the line we can help for a Jack and Jen reunion or something. And I kind of wonder with the whole Outback story, you know, with them saying Jack's in the Outback and everything. I mean, is that just a way of saying there's no way he can get here in an emergency because he's so far away? Like, they always send people off to Timbuktu so that they can't get there for weddings and funerals and stuff.
Yeah, they have to have him somewhere where, like, there has to be a reason why he's not not there, you know. Or they can't reach him, I suppose. I don't know. And you were talking about, like, how well they're doing medical stuff. I'm waiting now to see how well they handle the Chloe getting postpartum depression and stuff. Which,
maybe that'll be good.
Nadia's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I have to give her credit. The last scene when she had with Maggie, she was just sitting there with and then her crying, and just her state of mind seemed to be, you know, right on there. So I don't know how they're going to handle this. The only thing is kind of they're saying that she contemplates suicide. So that's something that's a kind of a touchy subject there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. Did you hear that? That's supposed to be.
I'd heard that
something
too.
With that. Yeah, and I think Kate's kind of supposed to be involved in that somehow, or I don't know. I'm just hearing different things. But I know they're trying to get the baby. What sounds like. Kate wants Melanie to get back with Philip and take the baby and maybe help raise the baby.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like Daniel also now is talking to Melanie and saying that he wants maybe to try to get Parker and have Melanie.
Or at least Melanie for them to look out for
help raise the baby.
Didn't he say something like that he needs this right now or something?
Right. So I don't know.
So I don't know. I mean...
Something interesting to watch how they handle that. So, okay. Now let's see what else. How about EJ and Stefano's plan with the two Rafes? Had you seen Rafe got in his accident and he has brain damage? Go figure.
I posted something to Sony today about how I could just see the scenario of, you know, Sammy's like, oh, no, how's he doing? And Dr. Ben coming in and saying, well, there might be some brain damage. And then somebody, you know, just first of all, how could they keep a straight face on that line alone? But then something along the lines of then somebody says, but we'll, oh, darn it, I can't remember now. It's something to do with just the fact that, you know, how can you have brain damage if there's none to begin with? I mean,
there's no brain there.
Or I know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, here is the scenario. Okay, so Sammy's like, oh, how is he? And Dr. Ben says, well, there might be some brain damage. And then somebody from the audience goes, but he had a leg injury. Nothing was wrong with his head. And Dr. Ben looks at him and says, like I said, he might have some brain damage. You know, I don't know. But...
oh, so it's Dr. Ben doing
like,
that,
how are we
going to
tell the difference, you know?
Yeah, well, that's true.
How are we going to tell the difference?
Well, of course they're going to use the thing that, you know, he's got some brain damage to explain away his behavioral changes, probably. Like, that he does some of his memory loss, so to speak.
Right.
You know?
But isn't this maybe when EJ and Stefan is going to do the switch?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because Ben's in their pocket.
It's a perfect scenario. That's why Stefano was checking to see if he had any scrapes or scratches on his face or anything, because they were going to have to go scratch up the other Rafe to match it.
Yeah, the other Rafe. Yeah.
it's like one rape isn't enough, right? So anyway.
Yes, Riley.
The only payoff for me is going to be if we get to actually see real Rafe get tortured. That would be fun. But, you know, I don't know.
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of the rooting couple for me is EJ and Nicole, more so than Sammy and Rafe.
Honestly.
It seems like
they would be
the better parent. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Even Nicole seems to me to be a better mother than Sammy
mm-hmm.
at this point anymore. More
yeah.
loving mother.
They have
yeah.
ruined
Sammy,
badly.
They have.
I mean,
really.
She's not even fun. I mean,
she's not rootable at all. I mean,
no,
at least
all she
her,
does is whine and scream
in
and
her
yell.
Badass days, at
back
least she was rootable from
days.
That standpoint, but she's just not rootable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No.
Right.
No, she's got too many kids. She doesn't bother with any of them except get them into trouble.
Yeah. Pull them into her felony behavior.
Make them accessories to her felonies. And
are they going to have her thinking, oh, please, don't make her pregnant yeah. by Rafe or something. That's
oh,
I keep thinking
well,
Rafe
too,
another
right?
one. Yeah, or maybe by Rafe, too. Who knows?
At least EJ and Sammy or EJ and Nicole are supposed to be bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're hypocrites. Hey,
yeah.
you know, that's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sammy and Rafe are not supposed to be hypocrites. I'm so tired of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't miss that when Hogan was writing. It was kind of nice to see the good guys be real good guys for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. I like poor Bo getting tortured for the sake of his woman. That's cool. I mean, you know, he's trying to protect.
Oh, yeah.
Hope.
Oh,
I'm looking
yeah.
forward to that.
I'll
I'm looking, yeah, I'm looking forward to you know their ultimate reunion. But
yeah, and you know Hope now looks like Hope's going to be the one to rescue Bo this time. It's Dovian.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
It seems like, but then Carly showed up. Did you see that?
Oh,
I don't know if
yeah.
you saw that.
Yeah.
And she looks around and there's like she's like, oh, will you get out of here? Just the look that she gave her.
Yeah.
You know, I can handle this myself. You know, it's kind of. She didn't say anything to her, but that's kind of the look that she
gave
her.
What the hell did Carly show up for?
What?
What the hell did Carly show up for?
Well, she found out where it was going to be, where this meeting place was going to be, where they were going to take Bo,
I
guess, to go try to help.
For her, I think
and
the main reason.
And she thinks she's going to help? Hope is a cop,
I think the whole reason for pulling her into that part, and I mean, maybe we'll see more, but is... So that she could, in 30 seconds, figure out the whole plot behind the organ, to, you know, that all the women
mm-hmm.
were, you know. I mean, seriously, I mean, it took, you know, like, it's been months of buildup. Maybe that's when they decided to kill the story or something. I don't know. But months of buildup, and Carly can open one chart and figure out the entire thing. You know, I was like, oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, no, you know, I can tell by the codes. It says, came in for a bloody nose and died on the table, you know. Like, this is what's going on, you know. I was like, oh, please. You know, but anyway, oh, well, if it moves the story along.
Rafe, I see more similarities between the two of them.
About who?
But the Crystal can ask.
Oh.
Ever since she saved Rafe, I see an awful lot of similarities between the two characters.
Oh, there's a match there, Carly and Rafe. I forgot about that. Yeah, she did rescue Rafe. That's how
But
then so did EJ. One of the few things I have a hard time forgiving him for. He better make up for it. He's got the perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Speaking of them and the custody battle, I mean, EJ was pretty smart when he put in that extra little thing that if anything happens to him, like if he dies, Nicole gets custody of the kids.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's awesome. I didn't hear that
because
part.
He added this little thing. It was a page 6, and they said, well, we didn't read any page 6. And he says, oh, this is a little, I guess they must have missed it in the fine print or something. And he said, well, it was right there. And she said, well, I didn't read that or something. And it's if he, you know, if he dies, which is to save himself from, like, Sammy shooting him again or whatever, so to protect himself, he says, if he dies, then Nicole, you know, gets partial custody of the kids with Sammy and Rafe. So that was a
Maybe the problem is
sign it, or did they just leave without signing it?
Well, that's how they got it. This is how all Rafe got in the accident. Sammy got upset when she heard about Nicole. She thought Nicole wasn't
going to be
in their lives at all. And she stormed out of there. And
well, that's what you get for shooting
got upset. Here. And then Rafe went after her. And it was probably bad weather or whatever. She almost got in it. He was following her. She almost wrecked. And then he wrecked.
That's what happens when you're soon to be husband and you're such a screw up, you don't kill him.
Yeah.
Especially when he's demerit.
Yeah.
That's just not smart at all.
I thought that was smart on EJ's part.
The more Jenny does to her, the more I cheer because she just has it all coming.
Yeah. Well, Sammy, you mean?
Yes.
So then, did Taylor make her appearance this week, or is that next week? Because I said, I'm behind on a few episodes.
She was on, but you didn't see her. You see this girl trying to book. She was trying to book a flight with her credit card to Salem, and it was denied. So she's scrounging in her purse for a bus ticket. So she bought a bus ticket to Salem, and all you see is like her arm. You know, you don't see her face.
Oh, okay.
You know how they'll introduce you.
Yeah.
But she has not come on yet, but. Yeah, that's another that she'll be coming
well,
on. This was it Natalia Living? Was it Natalia? Is that her name?
Natalia.
Mm-hmm. She has some advanced business degree, and she can't get a job in Chicago, but she's coming to Salem to get a job.
I guess. She's coming to Scrouse.
Hey, I
hear
there's an opening at the pub since Ariana died.
Yeah. Right, I would think now she probably did. She find out Nicole is like in with the Demers now. Maybe she's like coming to.
I don't know. I'd love to have their mom make appearances. Valerie's really Valerie Wildman, something like that. I really like her.
The
woman that plays Nicole's mother. I really like her. I don't know if she's going to be back or not. But should be interesting between the two sisters trying to. Or EJ, I guess. But.
And I heard EJ make some kind of they meet somehow before he knows who she is. I think they run into each other.
Oh yeah,
and then he sees her at the wedding and finds out that I guess it's Nicole's sister.
Okay. And Sherry posted in the chat room that it is Valerie Wildman. Yeah, I really like her. But I don't know. It's gonna be a pretty full house, you know. If Kate's hanging around the Demira mansion, I guess we call it, a little bit more lately again, and then we got
Nicole.
She's
not back in there yet,
Taylor,
though, right?
Not quite,
not
but
in.
Not quite
no.
good. But
okay.
she's visiting.
All right.
She's having sleepovers apparently.
She's not having a sleepover. Yeah, she's still out, but she comes back in.
She's having a sleepover and holding random meetings with Melanie in the living room.
Yeah.
How that worked.
And then I heard Vivian's supposed to come in the mix. So what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to try to get in between Stefano and Kate.
I guess she couldn't break up Vivian and, Maggie and Victor. She's going trying to get in with Stefano now, I guess. Break up them. I don't know. We'll have to see where that's going. I don't know why she's picking on Kate now, I guess. I don't know. Maybe
she's
putting her on the island.
I guess Kate and Stefano and Maggie and Victor are going to be in the promos towards the end of February or second half of February or something.
Oh.
So somebody had asked, why don't we see them in the promos, February promos, and the PR department or something said, they're in another set of promos later in the month or something.
Yeah.
I'm still rooting for that double date. I think that would be hilarious if somehow they were like forced to go out together or something. The four of them, I can just imagine Victor's cracks and Stefano getting kind of jealous and I just think that would be a hilarious combination.
Yeah, but, I see. Sherry says, "I hope Kate kicks Vivian's ass." I remember in Lauren's interview, she alluded to something of a cat fight
between the two of them. There's gonna be a cat fight.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Yeah, she did. I remember her saying that. So.
Kate always wears boots.
It'd be interesting.
She's going to win, for real.
Oh, I would think so.
Aside from that, I mean, she'd win anyway, but, you know.
Yeah, there would have been a lot of good cast fights over the year with Kate. Kate and Anna, I thought, would always be good.
That would have been, yeah.
That would have been good. Yeah. So.
That would have been a blast.
Yeah, I know.
Don't remind me.
Well, no.
And we talked about that. She talked about that, too.
About what?
Roman and she talked about the whole Tony and Kate, having a past and Roman and Anna.
They
were trying to lean towards that before the writer's strike happened.
She
was hoping that that was where it was going, and I think that she thought it was going that way, too.
Yeah,
we all do.
I think they were really wanting it, too.
There was hinted. Yeah.
Well, there were a couple of the one of the screenwriters was saying that Hogan was really pushing for it, and so was he. So,
I know.
Fun. Giving poor Josh something to do. I don't really like him as Roman, but at least
when he was with Kate and when he was with Anna, they brought out the best in him. Each one of them did, I thought. I thought they both did.
Yeah.
I always like Roman and Kate.
Josh goes well with really conniving women. When he was playing Chris and him and Savannah were together, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so
fun.
I just don't like him as Roman, though.
Yeah.
You know, I always loved
Roman.
Him as Chris.
He's just not Roman.
He's not Roman. Wayne Northrup is Roman. Always will be to me. I mean, and Josh has been in there a lot longer, but still.
Yeah.
It's the other one, Roman.
Every time I see him, that's what I see, Chris.
Do we think that Nathan
Stephanie
are going to go off into the sunset together to Johns Hopkins or to, you know, because they're both leaving? Do you think they're going to do that? They're going to come back together?
In the February preview, don't they have Nathan and Melanie kissing talking about being together?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a bummer because I really wanted those two to come back together, and I am bummed about that. I'm more bummed that Jay
to come together because I want her away from Phillip.
Exactly. Well, and I was
and
really
Phillip's
hoping
the one I don't want to see leave.
I was hoping for a Flowey reunion at least of some sort, and
with
the original actors. I don't really want to recast on that one, but I'm.
So we're going to bring new in for Phillip if they're not going to.
You know,
come
with
Chloe.
He leaves just as he gets his new haircut. We haven't even seen it yet, darn it. I've been waiting for that.
So fair. Somebody talk him in. Maybe we can talk him into it or something.
He's so adorable.
Hey. Yeah.
And you know, when I left
him.
He threatened to leave
before and he came back.
I
left him. We all thought he was gone before.
Love his mother-son relationship with Kate, too. They play off of each other very well. So I'm really going to...
The older guy will be
gone. Everybody well, except the person they stick him with.
Yeah.
Because she's just not fun at all. Hell, he plays better off Carly.
I'm interested. Do you think they'll recast Nathan?
You know, they might send him away and then bring him back as somebody else, maybe.
Somebody
else.
You could accept a recast of him, I think.
Yeah, I do like Mark Kafka, though. I mean,
I did, too.
I thought when they were originally doing the Melanie and Nate thing, I thought they were really cute together because they were fun and cute. You know, and they were joking around a lot and kind of flirting and stuff. I thought they were really cute. It was kind of a light
relationship. I didn't mind him and Stephanie even, but I just was tired of Stephanie's whining. But it was.
Yeah.
I mean, when him
looks
and Stephanie.
Looks like we have a caller.
Oh, good.
Ah.
You want to take a caller?
Yeah,
sure. I just happened to notice that. Hello? Area code 937?
Hello.
Hello?
It's Sherry.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Sherry. Oh, okay.
Hi. I'm sitting here eating a cookie. I just wanted to tell you guys, I think the chat turned out really good with Lauren the other night.
Oh,
and
good.
It sounded like people really enjoyed it. The ones that couldn't get there, they got to listen to it. So they seemed really happy.
Well, I'm glad that it seems like it's been very positive, and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's good. Any comments about the interview or anything, your take on it? Or
I'm excited about the Vivian and Kate catfight.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
And I'm excited about the Kate and Stefano thing because I kind of want her out of Chloe and Daniel's orbit.
Yeah, yeah.
For good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that storyline just makes me cringe. She just needs to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if anybody is a Daniel and Chloe fan. I just can't stand them together. Ugh, I just want her away from him. He's creepy. And
well, maybe he'll be busy with his hands on Jennifer's heart, and he won't be.
That's what I'm thinking.
He won't be thinking about Chloe
right.
either.
You know that's going to cause a lot of people making fun of him again when that storyline starts.
I'm starting to think of stuff already.
I think so, because I'm thinking of things too, like massaging her heart. And, of course, I'm a nurse, so that's like I have all these sick, twisted medical things I could say.
Don't hold back, either, Sherry. We want to hear them. So we'll have to bring those all out as this story
I'm progresses. Trying to be nice.
Well, you
hey,
know.
There's a,
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a poll on Soap City. I don't know if people post, a lot of people post on there. I put it on my Facebook page, and it asked who the top three actresses are, and Lauren's like in third place right now.
Oh.
It's like Carly, cool. Crystal.
Uh-huh.
They didn't put Christian, which they
yeah,
put.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And,
like Christian was on there. Wasn't
I forget
there.
Who's in third, but Lauren's Ari Zucker. She's
yeah.
up there.
She's up there.
I put that link on my page.
Oh, great.
I'm trying to, and I said she never gets the credit she deserves.
The Lauren
so.
Fans, start voting.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, we have a great fan base, the Lauren fans, but they're kind of, we just need them to get where they can speak up.
There you go.
Get
Give
them more
them
vocal.
There you
yeah.
go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get everybody, you know. So, and I wish I could have heard the very end of the interview, because after I disconnected from her, I shut my phone and off and then turned back the computer back on, and I missed the end of it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, what? But
and I was
okay.
thinking the blog talk still recorded that part. I didn't realize
that's okay.
it stopped right at the hour and a half mark or whatever. So. But
yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah, we used to only make those. We used to only have the interviews set for an hour, but now we set them for an hour and a half because it seems like they go that long.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It seems like
I just I thought it was good for Lauren because Lauren is not the type of person that is like in your face, look at me.
Right.
She's kind of quiet.
Oh, right.
You
right,
know.
Right.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so glad that you know because people think she's like Kate and she's not.
No, nothing.
Oh
she's
no.
Even, I had people tell me, like
I met her in
Burlington.
I met her in Burlington. No, she doesn't even sound like Kate.
No, she changed
you know
her
mean?
Voice.
She has her own distinct voice. Yeah, and it was kind of almost like, was that, is that Lauren? Because, you know, you're
yeah.
just so used to her as Kate, yeah. But
yeah, she's
yeah.
totally different, and I think people get intimidated, you
right.
know, thinking that, oh, she's just like Kate, and she's not.
And she just
oh, no, no.
Ease. She's so good at putting people at ease because she's just such a
even the
person.
Fan club members that don't haven't really met her, they kind of get scared, and it's and then they meet her, and they're like, oh, my God, you know, they can't get
oh,
enough
yeah.
of her.
Oh, yeah, I think
so.
That's with a lot of characters and actors, they think that, but they got to
yeah.
realize,
I just wish
you know,
we could get
care.
More exposure for, you know, more, I just don't think she gets
yeah.
the credit she deserves, so.
Yeah.
And I've always said that.
I'm a little shocked, though, because I was going back over this poll, and they did not put Christian Alfonso in
I
it.
I know. That's what I was wondering,
I think
too.
I know why.
They have, they have Nadia in it. They have Nadia in it, and Molly.
I don't think, I think
no
it's probably one of the Carbos.
Oh.
Maybe. Probably just somebody that
where's
likes their own
car.
Somebody who doesn't
They don't have Renee
City.
In it, either.
Oh, Soap City? No.
Yeah.
Don't have who?
Oh.
They don't have Lexi.
It's just fans that make these polls.
Yeah.
Just fans.
But I'm thinking
yeah.
it's probably a Bo and Carly fan. I'm not trying to be, you know, I just think that they kind of have that war thing
yeah,
going on.
Probably.
Or are
yeah.
they pushing Crystal, probably, yeah.
Probably. Well, actually, though, she voted. She says she voted for Ariana Zucker.
Huh.
I kind of went off on appeal, so. On a tangent about Lauren, so if you go over.
No, I was just looking at it, and I saw it before, and I actually voted in it, but I didn't see, I didn't really notice until now that they left her off. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious to see where this is all going now, on like the EJ thing. I know the EJ fans are frustrated because they feel like they're not getting
somewhere
their couple,
predictable.
You know.
Very predictably.
But they need to get away from that baby kidnapping thing.
Yeah.
And the custody battle. I think it's ridiculous. It's been like, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And I think they need to get away from that.
No, she got pregnant in, what, beginning of 2000?
It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3 years.
I think Sydney's birthday is coming. Her second birthday, I read.
Yeah.
But they just need to kind of steer it. And then, you know, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. So that Sammy and Rafe are in a completely different storyline. And I can just fast forward them completely. No, I just keep. Of course, if he's down in the Dimera dungeon torturing Rafe, I'll watch that.
See, I don't mind that.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll watch that.
That might actually be rude. That might be the one time I would find Rafe.
No, Stefano.
Being beat up on.
The sad part is I'm not going to actually believe he's being tortured because he's not going to be able to pull that off.
How long are we going to have to put up with the two Rafes? I wonder how long that's going to be.
Oh,
that doesn't drag on too long.
I don't know.
You know, for some reason, Rafe doesn't bother me.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're not an anti-Rafe.
EJ's the one that ticks me off right now. I just
EJ's been nasty. Yes, I have to admit, I like to smack him, but I still love EJ.
Although I
can
like the Kate EJ thing.
Yeah,
he's one of those can do no wrong. But yeah, I would.
Well, it's been
Lauren was fighting though. They're so good at it.
Who?
I like him. I like EJ and Kate fighting though. They're so good at it.
They are. Their scenes.
Oh yeah, they were good together.
They make it so electric.
Yes.
Great.
Well, Lauren and James do consciously try to bring in, even if the dialogue doesn't show it. They try to reflect that these characters did have a past. You know, they did have.
Yeah.
I mean, and their witty repartee and all was so fun back in the day. You know, aside from their hotness, but together. But it's fun.
I'm bummed that now that Nicole moves back in, that Kate's not living at the mansion anymore.
She's working her way back there though. So that'll be hopefully.
And Nicole being allowed to be snarky, it's so much more fun with Kate and Nicole than it was with Sammy. Sammy, it just destroyed her.
Sherry, then, are you going to be, since you like Rafe, how are you going to approach this with the Dimeras, you know, beating up on him and everything? Is it going to make you madder?
I mean, I like him, but he just doesn't annoy me. Like, there's some characters, like Carly, I wish they beat the crap out of her. But, like, with Rafe, it's like he's just, to me, he seems like a nice guy, but I know they like the bad boy, EJ.
Yeah.
So, I'm probably still sorry for him, but I won't be mad at the Dimeras either, because... Dimeras can be mean, too.
Oh, yeah.
Kate
was a nice guy until he decided that he wanted information out of Anna, even though it was going to kill her.
I forgot about that.
And he wasn't a nice guy anymore.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Before that, he was annoying.
What about Batty Brady? I mean, I like him great now. He's hot.
Did you hear he's doing something? I think he's going to take over Titan from Victor, because it says something that says that Victor is upset with his betrayal.
They've taken him away from Nicole. Is he just going to be bad and all
that's
by himself? That's
maybe they'll find
I like
way
him
back.
Wrong. That is so wrong.
I know.
I like him with Nicole. Yeah, but I like the bad.
How are we
going to
get his shirt off?
Would you love him to double cross Victor? That would be great.
Vivian's going to have a few more fantasies. Otherwise, we're not going to see him shirtless.
Oh, yeah, good old Viv, man.
I was funny. I wouldn't even mind if a gray Brady and a lonely Kate had a little interlude there. You know, had a little
Brady
tango
and Kate?
Just in between. I mean, I still want Kate back with Stefano, but I thought, it would be kind of a convenient.
But he kicked her out
I just
mouth,
can't.
So, you know.
I just can't see Kate with Brady. It's too much.
I
know. It's too much for kids.
Well, hey. maybe it's just my own twisted, you know, perspective.
Yeah, when it comes down, it's Kate or Bill Horton
Nicholas
coming back.
Young.
That would be interesting, too.
Yeah.
I know Nicholas was young, but he wasn't born in Salem when Kate was there. That's just icky to me.
Yeah. Well, he's only like
nine,
really.
He was a baby in 92, 91.
Oh.
Well, Sherry, what do you think?
On the show.
Have you heard anything, Sherry, about what you think they're going to do with Brady as far as, I mean, with Taylor coming in, do you think he's going to start looking at her too, or along with Ethan?
Oh, that could be too.
Or
I'm on Twitter now. I saw Nadia tweeted on Twitter that sounds that she had a scene with there was a Broly scene.
Yeah, I wondered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I don't know what that meant, you know.
Oh, I heard that Brady and Chloe, trying to get Brady and Chloe.
That's
but
right.
The wrong
yeah, I've
Brady,
heard
though.
About that, which makes me think they are not going to. That makes me think they're not going to when Philip leaves, they're not going to recast him, which I kind of like in a way.
Yeah, I do too because if Jay wants to come back, then he can come back.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have another face transplant to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to pretend that he's a face we've never seen before, and you know he's really a totally different. Like that.
You know, once they got rid of Bill, though, that just destroyed his character. Him and Bill should have been together. They were so great.
I don't know.
Yeah, which one Bill and
Philip. Oh,
man.
I mean, JKJ's Philip.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the other Philip.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Not the other Philip.
Yeah, I didn't like the real world.
I'm still a Belle and Sean fan. The Jason Cook, Kristen Storm. I still like those two. The original ones. The two. Black, the Last Blast. I like them. They were just together.
I don't know. I didn't like them. They were babies.
Yeah, and I didn't care for Brandon
Beamer
or Sean.
Kristen is so much better on GH.
Yeah.
Being a bitch.
Yeah.
She really is. They would never have let her do that on.
But Marcia Madison, she did a good job, though, as Belle. She became a...
She
was
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. I didn't care for Brandon Beamer as Sean. Nice guy, I mean, but I just didn't care for his...
Well,
Sean.
Where did I... I don't know if I was rereading something or somebody said something that they were talking about. And if he had stayed, that they might have gone in the direction of him and Chloe.
They're an item in. Yeah.
Say that again.
Oh,
I remember him and Kate having very inappropriate chemistry, too.
Yeah.
Oh, him and Kate. him and Kate.
Him and Lauren.
Sean. Brandon Beamer.
Oh, God.
Warren, yeah, I remember.
And, I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
I just remember that one scene at the pub. The only time I thought Sean had any—I mean, he's a nice-looking man. I mean, Brandon Beamer is a nice-looking man, but the only time I thought Sean Douglas had chemistry with anyone was in the 2 minutes he had scenes with Lauren with Kate.
Yeah.
You know, at the bar, at the pub, it was like, whoa, let's see something there. And then it was gone. It was the 2 minutes.
Remember Shane?
Him and Sean Christian. Him and Sean Christian remind me of each other. They have the same build and...
Huh. It
turned me off.
Sherry, did you say something?
Huh?
Did you say something about that?
I was saying there was a thread a long time ago on Soap City about Shate, Sean and Kate.
Oh, yeah.
Get on the Shate train.
Sean and Kate. Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know. What else? I'm trying to think. What else is going on in Salem?
What else? Yeah.
Drawing a blank now.
Brady, Kate. Oh, Victor and Maggie.
Yeah, but they're going to have a date.
They're supposed to have a date because he brought Vivian
back.
That was the.
Well, what do you think about the fact that Chloe is hanging out with
Maggie?
Uh, But somebody's typing.
Oh, wow.
That was
somebody
me.
Really typing.
I was typing. I was typing.
It must
somebody.
Be Jizzer.
Typing fast, too. No,
yeah.
No,
no,
I
mean, Melanie hates the worst dresser, so.
What do you guys think?
So Maggie,
I mean,
or Chloe's staying with Maggie now.
That's so weird, though, right? Because Melanie hates her. So what? I mean, how
Maggie's
do you know?
Strong for the wayward, eh?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
that
I guess
seems
so.
To be what it is.
Yeah.
But now Melanie's back living with her dad.
Oh, yeah.
Melanie's, and then
yeah.
I saw something mentioned on one of the boards that said, I don't know, but they're kind of getting an ick factor with Melanie and Daniel, too, being
I know
a little
they
bit too close.
Did she move in
like,
there to keep Chloe from coming back?
It reminds
I don't
me
know,
like,
but now she's in with Daniel.
It reminded me a little bit of Chelsea and Daniel there from it when they were cooking. When they were
yeah,
cooking, I was like, I thought, oh, please do not flirt with her. Please do not
she's
flirt with her. This
bit,
is going to
yeah.
make me want to hurl.
I know. They're saying somehow it's just not, I don't know.
Kind of weird. It's kind of just.
It is kind of weird now lately with those two. I don't know.
Well,
considering
know.
He continues to marry people who are not that much older than her.
Yeah, that's true.
See mm-hmm. where it comes from.
You got it.
I mean, even Chloe, come on. How much do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's older, but she would have, you know, her ex-boyfriend is Melanie's husband. So they stick mm-hmm. Melanie in that age group, and then she's with every guy she's with. Her,
ew.
Her father. It is. It's ew. When I don't
ew.
Mind an age difference, but, I mean, they're just messing with stuff. But.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. I think maybe it's kind of creepy because they weren't raised as daughter and father, and now they're hanging out in the same place together, and they're both, like, mourning over the loss of their relationships. I'm like, oh, gosh, it's just there is, like, a creep factor
but
there.
When,
and,
but when
yeah.
she thought, what's his name was her father, I never got that creep. And he was a creep.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mm-hmm. And they're both kind of a little bit of a hip. Being hypocritical because they can't forgive Chloe. Well, hello, Daniel. Look what you did. You did the
yeah.
exact same thing to Lucas.
Right.
And then Melanie, I mean, look at all how she was, and her how her past was.
Yeah.
So really, I mean.
Well, and I mean, yeah. I will say this. I will say that the only time I like Daniel is when he is being a father to Melanie. I mean, I do kind of like that dynamic because
yeah,
I think
kind
the
of
character,
him
the character has needs a father, and it's nice that he's been there for her and being consistent and that. And I think that's good. I mean, I like that part.
Wasn't he cheating on somebody when he was with Kate too? Wasn't he cheating on Chelsea?
Well, well, it was kind of complicated. He had,
so that's
he had,
why he went after Chloe. When he was
yeah,
there.
he was
we didn't know about Kate.
He was
before
broken
Chelsea completely broke up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Well,
and he was sleeping with, and he was still sleeping with Kate when he took up with Chloe.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
yeah,
and
she was in the hospital.
The really skeevy part about that was not just the grope scene, like his the woman he's, you know, his partner is in the other room, supposedly dying of cancer, and he's groping, feeling up Chloe. And having this whole attraction thing while he's doing this exam, which is just easy in itself. And then he's having fantasies about picking Chloe up and running her into a room and throwing her on a hospital bed and doing her. And that, to me, was like, I mean, not only just the ethics, but that was almost, that's like almost like a taboo thing. Like, I mean, do we have any, mm-hmm. like, anything left in this society that's not appropriate? You know, it's like, I don't know. I just found that whole thing gross, but, you know, that's me, but I don't know. So, I
think the more inappropriate something is, the more the producer and writer enjoy it.
I'm really annoyed, though. It's like Victor's always protecting Daniel, and I mean, I know he's his godfather and all, but it's like, you know, it's like Kate wants to, like, go after Chloe, and...
Oh yeah,
like,
he told Kate.
Like, oh,
Daniel
I don't want to upset Daniel, and I'm like, screw Daniel. I mean, come on.
Oh, he's protecting Daniel, but he doesn't want to protect Philip.
Yeah, exactly. So that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
His
just
own
whole...
son. No, his godson comes first. Huh?
Yeah. So I don't know how it'll go, but it'll be interesting to see how Kate navigates through that. You know, to kind of get, you know, go with the end game, but. Somehow she's going to have to navigate through all those complications. be interesting.
Right.
I'm hoping we get a, you know, since Chloe's supposed to have all these problems, I'm kind of hoping we have another Black Widow moment where we see Kate, you know, like when she was going after Chloe a few years ago. Just that, you know, that look that she gets on her face, like chills, you know. So I don't know. We'll see.
I wish she'd use it on Dan instead of Chloe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean,
or at least if she's gonna use it on Chloe, could we actually get rid of her?
Yeah. Well, what's kind of weird to me though is Melanie is Daniel's child, and yet Kate has no problem with that. She hates Daniel, but she has no problem with buddying up Melanie. You know, so I don't know. It's kind of weird. I guess because she knows Philip supposedly loves her. I don't know, but whatever. The whole thing's kind of twisted, but I guess that will provide lots of entertainment for us all. So I don't know, but I don't know. What else? We have anybody else in the chat room? Are we missing
anybody? Yui's in there. Yui's in there. Orica.
Oh, hey there. All right, Yui. I'm trying to think. Are we missing any other characters that we...
I can hang up.
Any other storylines?
What's that?
Yeah.
I can hang up if somebody's waiting.
Oh, is that, no?
Yeah, no. I don't know if there's any more. Yeah, there's no more callers. Yeah, you don't have to hang up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the hour's coming to an end almost soon. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to make sure we weren't forgetting anything major because, you know, somebody could be going, hey, what about this story? Let's see. Oh, Will and Gabby. Okay, next story.
Oh, wow. Okay, next. Okay. Move on.
And I, you know, so far I could care less that Abby's coming back, but, you know, we'll see.
Oh, have we had any scenes with Chad lately? I mean, Chad with
Chad, there
family.
We go. Chad.
Oh, that's right.
Chad and Lexi. They had really nice scene with Chad and Lexi.
I like when Chad brought Johnny the frog.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I saw that.
That was
And he's
cool.
Concerned about Johnny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Lexi told him, you know, any time he needed to talk, and she knows how he feels, you know, trying to prevent being a mayor because she went through the same thing. So, yeah. That was nice things to come through.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute, the Johnny stuff.
Yeah.
That was early.
Lexi reaching out to Chad. And I love the Chad. I like the Chad-Kate thing.
Yeah.
The little dynamic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I know where you're going.
There's a little bit of that there, too. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I told her.
I think it's safe to say any scene that Kate's in with a man, there could be potential. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how old they are. I mean, geez.
Or young.
No. When we saw Lauren in the days, I told Casey, I said, I'm her fan club president. We were just talking, and I said, I love your scenes with Kate. And he goes, I just love working with her.
Who said that? Casey?
Yeah. I told him I love the Kate and Chad scenes, and he said, I love working with her. She's great. I just had to laugh. I thought it was
That's
funny.
Cute. Oh.
Better her than when he had to work with Mia. Don't you remember when he had to be with Mia?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh. Yeah. I forgot about it. I was looking at some old shows the other day, back from a couple years ago, a year and a half, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad Mia's no longer on the show, Mia, Maya, whatever. But, that was cool. But, I think we covered... Sherry, can you do anything else?
You talked about Victor and Maggie. Yeah, I like them too.
Yeah. I think it's cool that the show is trying to have some mature relationships, even though sometimes the adults don't act like adults. But
yeah.
You know, I like that they're focusing on the adult. You know, they're focusing some of the stuff on the adults on the show. I'm glad you called in, Sherry.
Yeah. Sorry, I was eating a cookie when I called.
It was casual around here. Well, great. Well, thanks a lot. I guess we have a minute. Does it go off now? I mean, I guess we're about...
Yeah. Well, she has it for another half hour, but usually it's an hour.
Oh,
if we don't have anything more to discuss, I can end it.
Okay.
No, well, yeah. Okay. Something could we cover just about everything.
I think we have.
Well, I've had a good time.
Well, great. Well, thanks for
thank
joining
you.
Us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. Talk to you guys later. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't have any more callers. Yeah. I don't have any more callers in here.
Yeah,
I think
I'm pretty sure we covered. I mean, we might not have gotten every character, but I think we've covered the majority of the different things that are going on. I guess, I don't know, maybe Sweeps might actually be good this year. I don't know. This time. I don't know.
That's
we'll
next
see.
Month, right? So.
Yeah. Yep, we're headed into it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to talk about Justin and Adrian. And I have not
seen those yet. There you go. The hot
I've not seen those
scenes
yet, but I've heard they were really hot.
They were very hot. And I love her new haircut. She looks great.
Judy
looks
great. I met her. I saw
the
her in
flirting was great. The kiss. The whole fun flirting thing between them. Yeah. Except it could have been a little bit more on the pool table, but, you know, they had a cutaway. You know, we're over 40, so we can't show too much.
Oh.
You know, so.
Well, I'm going to have to definitely go back and watch that online because I missed the.
Yeah.
I personally missed it.
Looking forward to them getting back together.
Yeah, I hope they give them some good scenes and everything. And, you know, I really like both actors. I think they're great.
I love both of them. And, yeah, we've interviewed both of them. It would be nice. Like, maybe we could try to get them back.
Yeah.
Both of them again. So, yeah. So, okay.
Okay. Well, all right, girls.
Anything else? You got, okay.
I think that's it for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think we discussed a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. We'll see everybody next week, I guess.
All right.
Saturday.
Thanks.
All right. Same
bye.
Time. Okay, bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.